French peacekeepers came under fire today from government troops in the West African nation of Ivory Coast. 9 French soldiers and a U.S. citizen were killed and nearly 24 peacekeepers wounded. In Paris, French President Jacques Chirac ordered French forces to destroy Ivorian warplanes, which they did. Huge explosions rocked the Ivorian capital, Yamoussoukro. Today's attacks on the peacekeepers followed the announcement by the government of Ivory Coast that it intends to retake the rebel-held northern part of the country. In New York, an emergency session of the UN Security Council met to condemn the killings of the French peacekeepers and American civilian. Reporter Carrie Giardino is following the story in Abidjan and joins me now. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Jennifer.
There are some 10,000 French soldiers and UN peacekeepers in Ivory Coast. Tell me what their mission is there.
The UN peacekeepers, their mandate actually only came through some 6 or 7 months ago, and they have a full capacity force now of 6,000. That, along with 4,000 French soldiers, just representing the former power, colonial power of France. What they've been doing is monitoring the section of the center of the country that splits the rebel-held north from the government-controlled south, and they're monitoring a ceasefire that's been taking place between those two factions for over a year now. The ceasefire has been violated on a number of occasions, just small skirmishes. This is the first real outbreak of major raids and contentions between the factions from the north and the south. So it's the first time that the French have really been targeted on the ground as far as the troops. But French civilians living here in and around Abidjan, the main commercial capital of Ivory Coast, have been targeted on a number of occasions when a lot of the local Ivorians felt that the French weren't doing enough to stop the political impasse and to end the rebel stronghold of the north.
Is disarmament part of the mandate of the peacekeepers there?
No, actually, the UN peacekeepers are only here to sort of monitor. The disarmament campaign itself is launched by a national commission in conjunction with the UN, but the UN is not here to disarm the former combatants. In fact, that's been a major point of contention. There was a rally in May of this year from the so-called Young Patriots, which is a government pro-government militia, and they rallied in the main stadium in city center of Abidjan, demanding that the UN actually disarm the rebels forcefully. And the UN stated after that they were not here for disarmament. They were here to monitor the peace and to help implement the peace agreement.
What's the situation in the country now, as far as you can tell?
We have a group of pro-government militias, and they have promised to wreak havoc in Abidjan, the main city here in the south of Ivory Coast, throughout the night. And the reports that we're getting almost by the minute are that they are doing just that. They started in a northern neighborhood that is mainly full of people from Burkina Faso, Mali, considered non-native of Ivory Coast, and they've been working their way down towards the south. Taxi drivers will not pick up non-local citizens here, and even the security company, I was asked to be brought home to my neighborhood. I'm at work right now, and they refused. They said I'd have to spend the night at work, and I have also some other friends who are working with the World Food Program in the city center, and they are camping out in their offices as well.
How has the Ivorian government responded to French President Jacques Chirac's decision to counterattack?
We just had a live television broadcast on the national television of Ivory Coast, and the presidential spokesman has actually appealed for calm and has called for all of these mob attacks to stop, all of the militia attacks that are targeting civilians in the main city of Abidjan. Now we're all locked away as prisoners because of these mob attacks. So the Ivorian government has called on those to stop. We'll have to see within the next 24 to 48 hours if that actually takes place.
Carrie Giardino is a reporter in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. Thanks so much.
No problem, Jennifer. Thank you.